Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now into the second hour of this global transmission. We've got a guest coming on, Brett Bercy, convicted for standing in a crowd of Bush worshipers with a sign saying no blood for oil. Secret Service said arrest anyone with signs that don't agree with the president. This is the police admitting this. They arrested him, and he was found guilty 2 days ago. We've been talking a lot about this because it's a very dangerous precedent. But I guess in Russia they had a good idea of arresting folks that didn't agree with the dictators. So it's a good thing. We do have an unelected president. That really is true, by the way, folks. The Supreme Court appointed him. I don't support Al Gore either, but it doesn't change the fact that that happened. And they're setting up a dictatorship right now. I'm not kidding. Michael in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you click me over, and I just realized I had a radio way in the background. I went to the other room and turned it down because I heard it started echoing. A lot of people don't realize that.
What's on your mind, sir?
Okay. I'd just like, you're talking about the First Amendment being in jeopardy. I just discovered something in our hometown. The local newspaper did not buy what should be their obvious webpage name for their newspaper. And so there's somebody else out there that has bought it and put up a message board. And I think I know who it is, but I know you can buy web pages kind of anonymously, like if you use a credit card that's not in your name or whatever. So that's causing some trouble around here. And I think that's probably a good idea if people just use their heads a little bit and then go search to see, like, our newspapers trying to act, I guess, a little bit big for its britches, and they have a web page that implies that they're bigger and, they print newspapers for other towns and stuff. So the local webpage is called MoreheadNews.com, and it's not associated with the newspaper at all, and it's a pretty neat open forum for people to talk about local stuff that the newspaper is totally ignoring, or, if you send them an editorial and they won't print it, then there's another outlet. So that's what some people might consider with these.
And there's nothing the newspaper can do. I mean, if it's the name of the town,
it's not copyrighted. The town, even though it's incorporated, I guess they didn't copyright the name Moorhead. And there's lots of jokes about it with the university.
Well, you can't you can't copyright the word milk either. You can't copyright the word Austin or Detroit or Michigan, for that matter. Though they've been trying, but yeah, that's a creative thing. If there's a newspaper you don't like in your area, get a name very similar to it. Put up your own newspaper where you just put your comments, your own blog, weekly or daily info. Put a message board up, and it will drive the local constabulary nuts. They can't stand the little people being able to interact other than in their system.
Well, another thing that I just realized, because I found out now, the government has huge storage capacity in the computer mediums. I mean, back when, before the CD-ROM came out, they were using Laserdisc ROM, which has, I don't know how many times what a CD-ROM has, and as far as I know, they're still using it, but they've got lots of other technology that we don't have. Now, I just found out, you go to a large photo processing place that takes 2 or 3 days to get back, the unnamed big department store, vacuum cleaner, as I like to call it. Your pictures, your photographs are in interstate commerce because chances are they're sent out of state to a massive photo processing center, and so they are probably being scanned in for facial recognition or whatever and put in large databases. And it, of course, because it's interstate commerce, the federal government can do it. More than likely, I didn't realize that they were being sent that far when you go to drop them off.
No telling what's really going on. Thanks for the call.
All right.
I appreciate it. We're going to come back and go to our guest. And believe me, you want to hear about this. This is a big, big deal for America. It is totally un-American what these courts are doing. We'll be right back.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight. We do this show live, folks. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Coming up after some calls, we're going to have Brett Bercy on the show. And I interviewed a conservative writer, James Bovard, on Tuesday, covering this issue, and then later that day, the federal court ruled quarantining dissent, how the Secret Service protects Bush from free speech. James Bovard wrote this article. When President Bush travels around the United States, the Secret Service visits the location ahead of time and orders local police to set up free speech zones or protest where people opposed the Bush policies are quarantined. These zones routinely succeed in keeping protesters out of presidential sight and around the view, outside the view of media covering the event. When Bush went to Pittsburgh area in Labor Day 2002, 65-year-old retired steelworker Bill Neal was there to greet him with a sign proclaiming, "The Bush family must surely love the poor. They made so many of us." The local police at the Secret Service's behest set up a designated free speech zone on a baseball field surrounded by a chain-link fence a third of a mile from the location of Bush's speech. The Bush-controlled police cleared the path of the motorcade of all critical signs, but folks with pro-Bush signs were permitted to line the path of the president. Neal refused to go outside the designated area and was arrested for disorderly conduct. The police also confiscated his sign. Oh, yes, very American. Neil later commented, as far as I'm concerned, the whole country is a free speech zone. If the Bush administration has its way, anyone who criticizes them will be out of sight and out of mind. At Neil's trial, police detective John Inachone testified that the Secret Service told local police to confine people that were making a statement pretty much against the president and his views. That's a quote in a so-called free speech area. Paul Wolf, one of the top officials in the county police department, told Salon that the Secret Service had come in and do a site survey and say, quote, here's a place where the people can be, and we'd like to have any protesters put in a place that is able to be secured. Basically in a little prison with a fence around you. Some cases they put them in warehouses, folks. You can protest in a warehouse a mile away. Pennsylvania District Judge Shirley Rove Trukula threw out the disorderly conduct charge against Neil Darling. I believe this is America. Whatever happened to, I don't agree with you, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it, the judge said. Similar suppressions have occurred during Bush's visits to Florida. A recent St. Petersburg Times editorial noted, at a Bush rally at the Legends Field in 2001, three demonstrators, two of whom were grandmothers, were arrested for holding up small handwritten protest signs outside the designated zone. At last year, seven protesters were arrested when Bush came to a rally at the USF Sun Dome. They had refused to be cordoned off into a protest zone hundreds of yards from the entrance of the dome. One of the arrested protesters was a 62-year-old man holding up a sign, "War is good for business. Invest your sons." The seven were charged with trespassing, obstructing without violence, and disorderly conduct. Now, folks, why do they do this? Bush lost, the state lost a bunch of lawsuits, three separate class action suits of groups that sued back in 98 here in Texas. And I've talked about this, but it's a big deal, folks. Why do they do this? Well, you notice whenever you see Bush go anywhere, you just see cheering people. And you see that because they arrest people who will try to stand in a crowd on a public street worshiping Bush. They can do it, but if you are against Bush, you can't. Police have repressed protesters during several Bush visits to St. Louis area as well. When Bush visited January 22nd, 150 people carrying signs were shunted far away from the main action and effectively quarantined. Denise Lieberman of the American Civil Liberties Union of Eastern Missouri commented, no one could see them from the street. In addition, the media were not allowed to talk to them. The police would not allow any media inside the protest area and wouldn't allow any of the protesters out of the protest zone to talk to the media. When Bush stopped by at a Boeing plant to talk to workers, it says Christina Maines and her 5-year-old daughter disobeyed orders to move to a small protest area far from the action. Police arrested Maines and took her and her crying daughter away in separate squad cars. The Justice Department is now prosecuting Brett Burzee, who was arrested for holding a No War for Oil sign at a Bush visit to Columbus, South Carolina. Local police, acting under Secret Service orders, established a free speech zone half a mile from where Bush would speak. Burzee was standing amid hundreds of people carrying signs praising the president. Police told Burzee to remove himself to a free speech zone. Burzee refused and was arrested. Burzee said that he asked the police officer, it was the content of my sign, and he said, yes, sir, it's the content of your sign, that's the problem. Burzee stated that he had already moved 200 yards from where Bush was supposed to speak. Burzee later complained the problem was the restricted area kept moving. It was wherever I happened to be standing. Burzee was charged with trespassing. 5 months later, the charge was dropped because of South Carolina law prohibits arresting people for trespassing on public property. But the Justice Department, in the person of U.S. Attorney Strom Thurmond Jr., quickly jumped in, charging Burzee with violating a rarely enforced federal law regarding entering a restricted area around the President of the United States. If convicted, Burzee faces a 6-month trip up the river and a $5,000 fine. Federal Magistrate Bristow Marchette denied Burzee's request for a jury trial. Oh, another little caveat. I thought we got those. because his violation is categorized as a petty offense. I love this stuff. They got laws all over the country where they take your house. If you leave town, your 20-year-old son has a beer party. They got several cities in New Mexico do this. And then they come in and take your house, and you can't have a trial because, well, it's a city ordinance, but the ordinance says they take your house, but you don't get a trial. Some observers believe that the feds are seeking to set a precedent in a conservative state, you mean a neocon area, such as South Carolina, that could then be used against protesters nationwide. So understand, folks, you don't get a jury trial. He was facing 6 months in federal prison and a $5,000 fine. Bonnie, the Constitution says what? If the offense is above $20, you get a jury trial. But the feds, the judges say, no, no, 6 months in federal prison and a $5,000 fine, that's petty. You don't get a trial. You starting to get it? Oh, we take your house, but you can't have a trial because you can't have a jury trial because it's a city ordinance. Oh, we're fining you $2,000 a day for having 3-inch grass in your yard, as they do all over the country with federal zoning that's been passed locally, federally packaged and pushed stuff that's been passed locally. And I've done dozens of stories, dozens and dozens here on this show. Just in Austin, I've done several TV shows about it, where you go out and show 3-inch grass. It's always some old person. They've got a database at one of the hospitals we know of, where they kind of send a letter off to the IRS and to the local city, hey, this old person just had a heart attack. The hospital doesn't even know why they're told to do this, but they send it off, and then suddenly you get a health department visit and start getting these $2,000 a day fines for weeds, rubbish, or other objectionable material, and then after a couple of weeks, you've got tens of thousands of dollars built up. One guy, Roland Ellingston, in 2 weeks had $14,000+. They were preparing to take his home. He went on my TV show. The next day, a SWAT team came, knocked on the door, arrested him, and said he was drunk. They knock on your door, you come to the door, they arrest you and take you to jail. That's the freedom. And we have all that on video that we've aired many times here locally. And they said, you can't have a jury trial. Because it's a city ordinance. But we're going to take your house. So a good police officer called me and said, have you seen Jackie Goodman's house? She owns two of them in a middle-class neighborhood. And they're both got tarps on the roofs, water, tall weeds. I go out to the house where the police officer told me it was Jackie Goodman's house indeed. And there was the blue tarp on the roof. There were, I'm not kidding, 4 or 5 foot tall weeds in a neighborhood with manicured lawns, fountains in the front yards, you name it. I put that on TV and said, Jackie Goodman, you don't let the city council take this old World War II vet's house. And guess what happened? They backed off and dropped the charges. By the way, he lived on a corner lot. He had two houses front to back he built on a corner lot with houses that are going for $400,000 apiece. A corner lot. What is it on? West 37th Street. And you notice I go from talking about getting rid of free speech, and then I migrate over into just this little tidbit. See, when I read an article, I understand the full system of what they're doing, so I see these little tidbits of, oh, you don't get a trial, you're just facing 6 months in prison and a $5,000 fine because you stood amongst a bunch of people with pro-Bush signs on a public street. Yours said no blood for oil. So you don't get a jury trial because it's a petty offense. Oh, we're taking your house, but you can't have a jury trial because it's a petty offense. And if we didn't have our little cable access show, which they're shutting down all over the country too, we couldn't have shown that city council member and the hypocrisy. I also went to government buildings and showed foot-tall grass and trash on the ground, and then I went to his house and showed nothing on the ground. He'd done nothing. He had 3-inch grass and English ivy, which they demanded he cut on his private property. They wanted a house, two houses. Again, houses were selling down even more, $400,000 apiece on that street. He had two of them, but he didn't have the money as a retiree to pay the $14,000 fine. They wanted his house because they're filled.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like it?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go. Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
You know, I was just told that Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are down right now because we have already overgone our month of bandwidth on our huge servers for the month of January, so we're having to expand right now. And last hour, I didn't even plug my videos or books. That's how you support us. It's expensive to have 8+ million people, individual folks, visiting our websites each month, and that's growing. We try to put free video clips up there and audio files and everything else. I hope folks will support us, or we'll have to restrict We'll have to restrict how many audio and video files we have or something. So go to InfoWars.com and buy some of the videos and books. It's great stuff to begin with. I tell you to make copies of my videos and spread the word. I don't know what more you need. Well, we need your support, though, folks. Growing pains. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Brock in Canada, then Joe in Illinois and others. Go ahead, Brock.
Hello, Alex. I wanted to mention about the circumvention of the First Amendment. If you're a life insurance firm, I understand that you can't mention that homosexuals, the average age is 37, because that's politically incorrect. And
They can charge you a higher rate if you're a black male because you have a better chance of being shot and killed or dying in prison or because of diabetes and certain other diseases. They have a lower standard lifespan, and that's sad, but that's a fact. So black males get charged more because it goes into the index. Somebody who has hereditary problems that have been announced, they get charged more. Every group gets charged accordingly, except for homosexual males who have an average lifespan of 36 years, the lowest lifespan in the United States. And my point is I'm saying they should be able to get insurance, and I'm not saying discriminate against them. This is discrimination against everybody else. We've got to ask ourselves, why is that?
Yeah, and that's another attack at the First Amendment, I suppose.
That insurance companies aren't bold enough to do that.
No, and the other thing I was going to ask is the mad cow scare a big scam?
Well, no. I mean, they've been feeding rotten meat to animals that shouldn't eat meat for decades, and a lot of the Alzheimer's cases, it's now admitted, are really mad cow in humans, and it is affecting tens of thousands of people all over the Western world. I mean, compared to automobile accidents and deaths or, you know, stuff like that, or cancer or heart attacks, it's low on the scale. Compared to vaccine damage of children, it's low on the scale. But it is a problem, and they can just stop feeding the cows rotten meat and meat, period, and it'll go away.
So why don't they?
They're not going to stop that. They're just going to regulate all the farms and ranches more and bring in federal control. And so that's why they're deciding now to announce that mad cow is real when they've been covering it up for decades. Now they've got the implantable chips ready. They're saying that's going to be the law. Now they've got the Homeland Security Infrastructure Protection Act in, which already announced before the mad cow announcement they were going to track all the food production. Then there'll be scares in restaurants. Well, you got to have your national ID card. Security coding to have that job. I've seen Ridge say this. Oh, there's been an attack at a factory. Now factory workers have to wear this RFID badge. You see, every industry, every sector will have its own crisis, and federal control is the answer.
How soon do you see this happening? Within 2 years?
Most of it's already happening and being put in place, and within a year, all the cows are going to have microchips in them, RFID. The FDA and agriculture are already doing that. It's all coming down right now.
And when do you think the end of the First Amendment's here? It's been eroded, but
In Canada, you know, they'll arrest you if you say you don't like the government. In many cases, they'll say it's code word for anti-Semitism. Your customs doesn't let a lot of stuff in. I mean, I think a pocket constitution would scare them. Down here, they're trying to pass hate speech and thought crime laws and just trying to use political correctness or peer pressure to make people not engage in free speech. But this is the end of the First Amendment. They found this guy guilty who was standing in a crowd of Bush supporters on a public street with a sign that said no blood for oil. And the cops told him, and the cops have testified that, yeah, the Secret Service said no signs that don't like Bush on the street. So that's the end of the First Amendment right there, buddy.
Yeah, it's terrible. I just think that the world's got to rise up and really hammer these yahoos for doing this. The founding fathers, when they put the First Amendment together, their color of thought was not to have protest-free zones. It was
That's it, my friend. Great points.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Pharmaceutical companies, doctors, and hospitals all make money from sick people. So what incentive is there for them to make you well? For thousands of years, man has used spices and herbs to ward off disease and cure, yes, cure illness. It's no wonder the drug manufacturers feel threatened by spices and herbs. The North American Herb and Spice Company manufactures the products that Dr. Cass Ingram has been recommending for years. The Oregason, Oreganol, and Oregamax are working wonders for people all over the country and can work wonders for you too. According to the Quarterly Review of Biology published by the University of Chicago, spices like oregano can have a 100% kill rate of bacteria. Protect yourself and your family with the oregano products recommended by Dr. Cass Ingram. Call 877-817-9829 and order your Oregason, Oreganol, and Oregamax today. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com. Doctors and drugs, or herbs and spices, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I hope everybody understands what's happening. Bill Clinton tried having protesters arrested, harassed by the Secret Service. They'll do whatever they're told. They had folks detained in many cases. But the courts would say, no, Bill Clinton, you can't do that. And the Rush Limbaughs of the world would decry it. But Bush systematically, openly has the Secret Service do it. And now city and county and state governments are trying it. This is a trend to set up free speech zones a half mile, a mile away in a warehouse. And then the people that support government are all surrounding the emperor with their signs. That's ridiculous, folks. That is totally un-American. I don't have words to describe how bad this is. But yesterday, I got into the human cloning. And the day before that, we had a guest on, a doctor from one of the big bioethics organizations going over this. And we read the Associated Press, and we read the different news articles about it, where they have legalized in New Jersey cloning a human being up to birth, keeping the humanoid or human, depending on how you view them, alive and using them for body parts after birth. I don't have words to describe how horrible that is. That's so wicked. That destroys all human dignity. That is something out of a late-night science fiction horror movie. But they're doing it right out in plain view, and the average person could care less. They don't even realize what that is. They can't even consciously get it through their mind. Taking the human form, a human body grown, taking it past birth, keeping it alive, using it for parts, growing other organs inside of it. The industrialization of this. New Jersey passed the law on Monday. The law says you can pay a woman to have a surrogate clone in her, bring it to term, and then private industry can keep the baby alive and grow it up to whatever size they want, and that it has no rights, and they can use it for experimentation or body parts, and that they can make money off of it. It actually says that. We posted those articles on Monday and Tuesday. I think about 6 or 7 different articles, mainstream articles, quoting the bill that New Jersey passed. I mean, listeners, do you have any comments on this? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you have the words to describe how horrible this is, or maybe you think it's a good thing, you know. You think abortion's wonderful. You think all the other stuff's a fabulous thing. You talk about pure blasphemy. You talk about total wickedness. You talk about nightmares. This is it. Before we go to Robert and John and others that are patiently holding, and we do have the international forecaster joining us in the third hour, and you do not want to miss Bob Chapman because he made amazing predictions over the last 3 years on this show, and unfortunately they've all come true. Now he's making predictions. I don't even know if I can believe these, but he's got a great track record. So we'll go over it with Bob Chapman, our liberal friend who was convicted, admittedly, for protesting. The judge says, yeah, you can't protest the president with folks that support him on a public street. Brett Burzee was real paranoid when we talked to him yesterday. And, well, this is talk radio. Well, am I going to get, you know, ambushed on the show? No, sir, you're not. Go to the websites, look at them. And we've been calling and calling. His phone's busy. He may have the wrong time zone. That happens sometimes when a guest doesn't show up, which is quite rare for this show. But we'll be getting Brett Burzee on because, I want this guy to find out that there are people on talk radio that support anybody's free speech. I happen to agree with his free speech against the war, by the way. But if I disagreed with it, I would support him. But before we go to your calls, folks, I guess for the first time this hour, I really should plug my videos. But there's something else I never plug. Infowars.net is an internet portal. It's nationwide internet service, proxy servers, and browser, the cloaking device, so it blocks cookies, and people don't know who you are as you're surfing around the internet. Oh, I forget it. It's got all the services there. What's the term for that, Mark? It's not a proxy browser. What's that called where you have the browser that's at another server so it blocks your identity? Yeah, anonymous surfing, but there's another term for it. Exactly. I mean, that comes standard with it. I don't run it either because I'm not technical. I have a great fellow who one of the biggest internet service providers in Louisiana who just so happens to have the servers for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and they go down about once a month, which most big websites do, but he just does a fabulous, fabulous job. But Infowars.net, I think, has gone down once in the last year, which is a record that almost nobody has. It's on separate servers run by Dwayne Kutz, and it's great dial-up. They got that super turbo accelerated dial-up. It's not like your cruddy dial-up. It doesn't track or trace you, and it supports freedom. And the money that comes in off that pays for the servers. And by the way, I've got to the point now where I have to get bigger servers. I'm ending up with a whole server farm. This gets very, very expensive, not just when you have 8 million individual visitors to my two big websites a month, but also the audio files, the video files, all the sites that are linking to us. We really need you folks to go sign up at Infowars.net. Why you would be with AOL or others who have horrible service, who track and trace you, who who sell your info. We don't do that. And there's so many great services at InfoWars.net. Go sign up for it. I never plug this, and I should. I really should. And you also support us by getting my videos. Now, that's not why you should get them, because they're great videos. I mean, I got stuff that'll curl your hair, turn your hair white. I mean, I've got the globalists caught engaged in their criminal activities. We list the long train of abuses. We expose how criminal they are. The average person hasn't figured this out yet. 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com, which are now back up. I'm told they were down for about 30 minutes. We're having to put bigger servers in. And you need to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and you need to get my videos. You need to order them. You need to stop procrastinating. These are amazing films. I mean, take 2 minutes of the two-hour, 40-minute film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Bush finishes up giving a speech. I ask him about the CFR and Trilateral Commission, Federal Reserve. I say, sir, isn't that what's destroying America? And he has me kidnapped, and it's all on video. That's 2 minutes of the film. And by the way, if you or I did that to somebody, we'd be charged with kidnapping. Just like when Charles Key in the 96 elections, remember, he was one of the three Republican speakers at the debate. He was scheduled to be in the debate. And when he got there, the Secret Service grabbed him, ordered police to put him in a car and drive him around for an hour, and they threw him out on the other side of town in a literal crack-infested neighborhood. That's as how he described it. They threw him out in a dangerous junkie park. That was a kidnapping. Well, the same thing happened to me, and there's video of him. He finishes his speech. I calmly ask the question. They grab me, almost break my arm, tell me you're in deep trouble, boy, drag me outside, slam me up against the wall, put me in a car, tell me how my life's over, and then they drive me around for almost an hour and throw me out on the side of the highway in the middle of nowhere. So that's 2 minutes of one film, okay? 2 minutes of one film. 2 minutes of one film. They're all over 2 hours long. It's all jammed with stuff like that. It just, I cannot describe what's in these videos. Get them. They're $25.95 a piece. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. Call right now, folks. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. And get the videos and make copies. Let's go to some calls, and I'll get back into this stack of vital news. Robert in Illinois. Go ahead, and then John and others.
Yeah, Alex, hello. Robert calling from Chicago. A couple things I wanted to pass along. First of all, there's this message that's going out over the email of in regard to that Sylvia versus Locklear case out in the Ninth Circuit Court of Abuses and Defraudments in California.
Okay, let me just stop you for a second. Because listeners call in who are info junkies, you know all about stuff. You start talking like we're having a private conversation here. Don't talk 100 miles an hour like I do. Tell folks what you're talking about.
Okay. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is incredibly abusive, as we all know, has claimed that the right to keep and bear arms is not an individual right.
And that all guns can be banned.
Correct. And the problem we're having, that is, it's enormously abominable, and people can go read the case of that Silver versus Lock, I forget the second.
Silvera versus Lockyer.
Silvera versus Lockyer, okay. But they can go read the case, and people have to understand is this, is that the denial of the petition for the writ of certiorari, although it does show the corruption of the Supreme Court and it's useful for that purposes, that does not constitute a legal affirmation of the decision of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And the reason this is very important is this. The only states and jurisdictions that ruling binds are those under the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. people have to bring similar cases in all of the other 12 jurisdictions for the following reason. Because amongst all those judges, not all of them are totally corrupted. Or even if they are totally corrupted, by getting decisions that are incompatible with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision, by getting decisions that affirm that the Second Amendment
that's already happened with the Fifth Circuit in Louisiana.
Good to hear. That's what I'm saying. Edith Jones, we have to find the judges that have some accountability, and they get on a panel, and then we get authority that's incompatible with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and then we start building the case. But these people were sending out emails, the guy Edgar Steele, I think it was, that now that's the law throughout the country, and it's very important to make that distinction that, no, we have to keep bringing cases in all the different circuits so we can get authority that shows the fraudulence and criminality of that Ninth Circuit case. That denial of the
Yeah, that's the same court that doesn't want to have the Pledge of Allegiance. Thanks for the call. And, of course, there was a so-called conservative court in Kentucky 3 years ago, that federal court, that ruled that now brace yourselves for this, that the Declaration of Independence is unconstitutional. I mean, folks, this is like saying apple pie is an apple pie. It's like saying mama ain't mama. It's like saying the sun isn't the sun. I mean, it's just, these people make me sick. It's like the judge going, yeah, well, you can't protest Bush on a public street with a sign amongst those that support Bush. They're allowed to, but you're not. I'm ruling that you're convicted. I got the judge's quotes right here, folks. Unbelievable. Thanks for the call, Robert. Good points. John in Colorado, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. The reason why I called is I have an answer, solution, and a request for a gentleman to come on your program. He's from Florida, and he's directly involved right now as we speak with the solution that I'm bringing to you. The answer to the problem of arresting people who are protesting with the signs saying no blood for oil is the fact that you got to ask yourself, what is their status? Are they either illegal aliens, legal aliens, or U.S. citizens, which are, of course, federal citizens of a federal corporation, Title 28, Section 3002, Subsection 15, Paragraph A. That's where you'll find that. These people do not have rights. They have privileges. And you know that as what happened when...
Well,
that,
sir, they can say we're all under the 14th Amendment, and so indentured servants,
okay,
property of the corporation, but that, you know...
All right.
This is, sir, this is a fight for the hearts and minds of the people.
Right.
We all know we still have the First Amendment, so
right,
the First Amendment's still there, and we're not going to go along with this. And if they want to arrest us, that's fine. More of us should get arrested. Next time Bush comes to Texas, I'm going to try to make it there and stand with the worshipers with a sign against Bush, and I'm going to let them arrest me. More of us should do that.
All right, here's the solution. The solution is that each state is a sovereign nation. Why? Because it has a constitution. We're not one nation under God. We're a union of nations under God. That means what I'm... But here's the point. Where am I going with this? The point is there are no citizens in Texas, no Texas citizens, no Colorado citizens. They're either one of the three categories that I just mentioned. All right? Well,
let me just tell you this. You go declare yourself with the sheriff and everybody a citizen of your county, of that state. Let me finish. They're going to take you to jail still. They're going to charge you in their same system.
Okay, here's the thing. You have to go through a three-step process.
Sir, I've been doing this for 10 years, and I've heard all this, and I've watched it, and let me tell you something. It does not work.
It's about to work. There's a gentleman by the name of John Jennings that's in the process in Florida doing it. He's already won a case, not an at-law court, not a case law court, in a state court, an in-law court where you're dealing with laws legislated by state legislators, not by a judge presiding at the bench. You see the difference? Why he won.
Sir, I appreciate your call. You know what I'll do? I'll do some shows on the Federal Reserve. I'll do some shows on the 14th Amendment. I'll do some shows on common law and the incorporation of the states and the incorporation of the District of Columbia. But believe me, and I'm not mad at you, caller, it's good points you're making. 98% of people listening do not even know what you were talking about. And so we can't just sit here on one call and go over this. But, you know, it gets into admiralty law, maritime jurisdiction, which is the Patriot Act, which is what they're using. They're now trying to replace the Constitution, the organic law, the stuff that comes out of the Magna Carta in 1214 and back to Mount Sinai, thousands of years ago, 3,000 years ago. with Moses and the Ten Commandments. That's why they're trying to remove the foundation of Western law that came out of Israel. They're trying to remove that now and put in Roman civil law or magistrate law. And that gets into the Uniform Commercial Code, and it gets in to these different types of courts they've set up. And what he's talking about is the example here of where they say, well, we're going to put you in jail for 6 months and give you a $5,000 fine for peacefully protesting, but you can't have a jury trial because this is a petty crime. We're going to take your house, but you can't have a jury trial because it's a petty crime. They change definitions, create false courts, and give themselves authority because they're backed up by bailiffs with guns and SWAT teams with black helmets and machine guns. So it's just tyranny, folks. And what I'm telling you is, yeah, you can win some of those cases low level. But when the rubber meets the road, they're ignoring the real law. They're ignoring the Constitution. And they got criminal judges that'll find you guilty.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, let's go back to the calls. I just want to make a comment about all this common law stuff and state citizenship versus federal citizenship. A lot of it is based in reality and facts. And people are trying to address this fraudulent federal system that is controlled by a criminal crime syndicate. And so people try to address it and get a redress of grievances by declaring themselves, a sovereign or, outside the jurisdiction. And certainly that's legitimate. because this system is a fraud. But I'm telling you, it's like highwaymen road stop saying you got to pay a toll to pass this bridge. They don't have a law behind them. They may pin a 10 badge to their breast, but what really matters is that they're aiming a gun at you. And that's my point. And the problem is, I don't know about the individual you mentioned, I'm sure they're wonderful, but a lot of the people involved in the sovereignty movement are no better than the government themselves. Because I've investigated this. I've gone to dozens of meetings and dozens and dozens. I have researched. I have read. I've looked at U.S. code. And a lot of these people, you know, I got a trust. Sign up with the trust with me, and then I watch the person, you know, grab somebody's property. So all I'm saying is, just because somebody says they're a patriot or says they've got all the answers, you know, don't just blindly run into it and believe it all. That's all I'm trying to say here. You know, we know the government's bad, but at the same time, you can't believe everything you hear. I mean, I tell you, don't believe what I say, folks. Check it out. I'm all about the facts. And anybody wants me to interview these different people, these different schools of thought about how to address this fraudulent system, is welcome to email me at tips@infowars.com. And I'll look at it and perhaps have some of them on the show. I'm thinking about doing a whole series of shows, maybe two or three shows, where I spend several hours each broadcast having the different schools of thought on to debate with each other. Okay? And then we'll let you decide, okay? But yes, is there a fraud in this system? Yes. But does that mean that all the answers to it are the silver bullet? No. Does that mean that there aren't some good ideas and some effective tactics in there? Yes. I mean, pro se litigants, pro se defenders are winning more cases on average. I saw the numbers in 2000, haven't seen them since then, but are winning more cases than lawyers are, than, you know, bar certified lawyers. So it's real, but a lot of people get burned. So I'm not going to sit here and give out legal advice other than within the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And I'm very careful about who I have on this show, spouting off all their wonderful legal remedies. I'll tell you who has been effective and won a bunch of federal and state cases, and it's a very lengthy process, but he knows what he's doing, and that's George Gordon. Okay? And he works within the system to defeat their system. A lot of these other people I've investigated, I mean, over years, I've had an open mind here, are frauds. I'm just trying to protect you, folks. We'll come back and go to Dave in Delaware, Robert in Michigan, Myron, South Dakota, Vig in Colorado, Mike in Indiana, everybody else. We'll get to you. Don't worry. And then I got a bunch of other news stories here that are all so vitally important, and some top news I'll also recap. But the problem is the globalists are attacking us from 1,000 different angles. And the thing that's going to be the biggest part of the solution is getting the general public to realize history, that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and get back to a Bill of Rights culture and restrict the size of government. Then no matter what criminals we've got in government, they're not going to have the mechanisms to control our lives. That's what the Founding Fathers said. I'll stick with them.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides,
toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.